ErisX announced they are the first U.S.-based exchange to introduce Ether physically settled futures contracts. Starting today, both institutional and individual investors can access Ether physically delivered futures on the ErisX platform. John Lothian News interviewed ErisX CEO Tom Chippas and ErisX investor Joe Lubin of Consensus about the news and what this means for ErisX and the crypto trading world. So we got the launch of Ether futures at ErisX. How did you guys get this done?
Well, John, thanks for having us. A lot of hard work and patient work with our product team to design a futures contract that we think will be appealing to a wide swath of the market. And then a lot of time and effort with our regulator, the CFTC, to take them through the particulars of the contract, address their questions on the underlying public blockchain and methods of settlement. So really just staying patient and working through all the questions. You know, it's the first one of its kind in the US, so it's only appropriate that our regulator is going to have quite a few questions. They were responsive, and we just worked through that all with them and stayed focused on point, which was to produce the first Ether futures contract in the US.
So you took the concept of novation of a cash product and turned it into a future. Was that the inspiration for this?
No, I wouldn't say that it was. This is a physically delivered contract. So I think from a philosophical perspective, we tend to borrow more from the physical commodity markets. And that's the sort of frame of mind we get into when we get into contract design. So very similar to our Bitcoin future contract, this Ether future is physically delivered, whereas a swap, of course, does not have physical settlement. So no, I'd say we borrow more from the physical commodity markets when we went through the design process.
You have to put up the cash contract at the clearinghouse before you put a futures trade on.
You know, Eris Clearing is a CFTC licensed derivative clearing organization, the DCO. And one of our obligations and responsibilities as a DCO is to hold that cash and collateral to maintain the balances of cash and member property, what have you, in the appropriate segmented accounts, segregated accounts. So really what we did is leverage the existing settlement systems and processes that we have built for our spot market and for the Bitcoin future. And then, of course, we are connecting off into the Ethereum blockchain as we work through the settlements in the public blockchain space as Ether moves into and out of the clearinghouse. So for us, there wasn't a big technical lift to get this done. As always, a good healthy amount of testing and retesting and testing yet again. But for us, leveraging this brand new clearing platform that we built in 2019, that is cloud-based, 24/7, very flexible, in place, live, upgrading, really nothing like any of the clearinghouse we're aware of has today. So for us, not a big technical lift, a lot of thoughtfulness up front in the design, and then, of course, implementation and testing. So really, it should be a seamless experience for anyone who's already trading other products on our spot or derivatives markets.
One of the keys to contract growth over the years has been the development of secondary contracts. So you have the Bitcoin futures, now you have the Ether futures. Are you expecting a lot of interplay between the two?
Well, we're launching with Ether USD to start. And in our spot market, we have Ether versus BTC, Litecoin versus BTC, and Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin as well. We expect to very quickly launch the Ether versus BTC as well. We'll see what the demand is for it. I think in this realm of fully funded, physically settled, we're going to go through all the different permutations that we see demand for. I think the next big leg up in development for us will be later this year when we look to offer cash settled products as well. And then we can get into products that aren't just about the underlying token itself, but we can start to get into some of the other aspects of offering risk transfer and futures that address the production and security of the blockchain itself. But that's later on this year. For now, we're focused on the Ether USD. We'll quickly be launching Ether Bitcoin as well, and then we'll see what else there's demand for.
So, Joe, why did Consensus invest in ErisX?
Consensus has been very interested in seeing increased professionalization and attention to regulatory compliance in crypto markets. We believe that digital assets like Ether, a digital commodity or a crypto energy, will become increasingly systemically important as the IT industry for the world transforms. We've also interacted with Don Wilson over the years, and Don is a legend in more traditional trading markets. And so the opportunity to work with him to bring his expertise in both the crypto trading space and the legacy market trading space was a great opportunity for us. And Tom Chippas, CEO of the group, it's a very, very strong team, brings tremendous tech and execution experience, again, from both legacy as well as the blockchain world.
Tom, what does it mean to have consensus as an investor for you?
You know, when we thought about who we wanted to be part of the investor base for ErisX, because we are focused on building a high quality, regulated, safe and transparent market, it was very obvious to us that we certainly wanted a healthy number of leading strategic investors from the financial market. So obviously, Joe mentioned people like Don Wilson. We also have people like TD Ameritrade and Fidelity and NASDAQ and Cboe and CME and others on our cap table, which are great. But to really bring in that blockchain expertise, that, you know, creation of the next digital economy, for us to have someone like Joe is really fantastic, because we don't have the answers to all the questions, neither me or our management team, nor do all the other strategic investors on our cap table or the folks on our board. But to have Joe on our board, to have that insight, to have that knowledge and understanding of what's happening at the leading edge of development in the blockchain space across the Ethereum network, it's really fantastic for us. And we have other folks, it's a long list of investors, all at erisx.com. We have other people focused on investing in the digital space, but Joe's really out there at the forefront with consensus, pushing, incubating, innovating, and it's really great for us to have that diversity of knowledge, experience, and opinion available to us.
Great. Joe, let's talk a little bit about the current environment. How has the crypto narrative shifted in the past 10 weeks or so as Corona impacted us all, including the crypto space?
I would say that the crypto narrative hasn't shifted as much as the global narrative. We're seeing people in different industries working from home, working remotely, becoming much more digitally capable, moving towards being digitally native even. And that's a space where we've been living for a long time. Our company Consensus is a global organization. We have a remote first culture. Many of us work from home or we go into offices. We don't go into offices very much more recently, but mm-hmm. we don't really lose a step when we're essentially forced to operate sort of on our own with our laptops only. We're seeing people around the world at different organizations develop savvy with the tools like Zoom that we use regularly. We just ran a conference called the Ethereal Conference, and we're going to do it online. It was a virtual summit, and we're going to increasingly add elements from our own ecosystem. So tokenization, we're going to add a wallet soon, a digital wallet. And so if this state of affairs persists for quite a while, we'll see people in our industry bring in more and more of the technology and make it ideally much more easy to use for the regular consumer. We're seeing a tremendous acceleration. We'll see probably 5 years of innovation happen, or 5 years of normal innovation happen in that compressed period.
Tell me about Ethereum version 2.0.
So Ethereum version 2.0 is essentially the next generation of this this global operating system, effectively called Ethereum. Ethereum version 1 has been running for a few years. It has become very important for a few different markets, sort of lower hanging fruit markets. The most salient is the decentralized finance space, and that's where you see quite a lot of digital assets being issued and traded. Ethereum 1.0 essentially represents the first phase of the decentralization of the World Wide Web. The IT industry is transforming, it's granularizing. Right now, the IT industry delivers storage, bandwidth, compute, heavy compute software itself in these chunky packages, and the sales forces are often based on personal relationships. And so we're seeing the move to granular free markets with respect to compute, storage, bandwidth, and all of that is mediated by these digital tokens. It's unfortunate that they're all called cryptocurrencies, because maybe some of them are cryptocurrencies. They're all digital assets or crypto assets. Ether, the utility token on the Ethereum platform, is a crypto fuel. It's one of the first crypto commodities. And so as the IT industry granularizes and moves towards the ability to provision for your needs, to purchase, to sell these digital commodities, we need systems that will enable producers of the digital commodities or consumers of the digital commodities to share their different risks. And so Ethereum 2.0 is the next version of this Ethereum system that is going to take a system that is already being used by a bunch of different industries, and enterprises really moving on to Ethereum 1 because we figured out ways to make it more scalable. But Ethereum 2 is the move to prime time in terms of scalability. It will increase scalability for smart contracts on Ethereum by a thousandfold initially.
Back to my response to your first question, we look at these things as commodities. And a matter of fact, if you go back to February of 19, when we put in our response to the December 18 request for information that Lab CFTC put out for Ethereum future, for Ether futures, our entire response is really modeled upon the fact that as businesses are fueled by transactions on this network, and Ether is the fuel for those, it starts to look a lot like airlines who need to hedge jet fuel and other sorts of industries that need to hedge the cost of the inputs of the means of production for their business. So as that market matures and more businesses do move in the way that Joe described, we think it's natural and only proper to provide the risk transference, the forward pricing capability that futures do provide for folks that run businesses that are dependent upon it, which is going to be, we think, a really large and growing segment of what development looks like over the next few years.
And a lot of enterprise use of blockchain technology has been in the private permissioned context, including and especially with the use of the Ethereum technology. But we're seeing increasingly enterprises coming to mainnet public Ethereum, where this digital asset, Ether, the commodity, is necessary to pay for trusted transactions and guaranteed execution of agreements. And so companies like Ernst & Young, they're bringing a bunch of their customers, and we're going to see companies, large companies, small startups, individuals essentially need to use this commodity in order to access the network. Having institutions come into the context of trading, of investing in the token, and making that token available on regulated exchanges eventually for individuals is going to be essential as we move towards granularizing the IT infrastructure.
One of the big issues that's been out there in the crypto space has been the Bitcoin halvening. You know, what's the impact going to be on Ether and the correlation to Ether?
So we've seen over the last couple of years that Ether and most of the digital assets trade with pretty high correlation to Bitcoin. Ether is usually around 0.9 correlated to Bitcoin. So even though Ether is not experiencing a halvening of its own, it's likely to see all boats raised as we go through this event.
Right now, that correlation that Joe mentioned is present. But over time, as the use of Ethereum broadens and different sorts of services are offered there, I would expect that correlation to start to deviate and get smaller over time. But it's also one of the things we think about at ErisX, in that we are monitoring in real time and on a post-trade basis via our surveillance mechanisms, both the spot market, which operate an Ether spot market, and futures. And you know, having this sort of enhanced set of tools and detailed monitoring analysis of all the different price relationships help us to ensure that we have orderly markets, regardless of what the volatility might be in the underlying asset.
We'll see the use cases differentiate. So Bitcoin has established its early use case as a gold 2.0, a store of value. And Ethereum can be used as a store of value, but it is much more of a utility token, enabling trusted transactions, guaranteed execution of agreements. Anytime you interact with the Ethereum network, you're paying for storage or transactions with Ether on the network. We'll also see tokens. There are a couple that will be issued fairly soon, one for heavy computation, the Scale token, another for decentralized storage, Filecoin. So we'll see all these decentralized protocols interoperate with one another as the IT industry transforms. And we'll see them decorrelate with Bitcoin and decorrelate with one another as they begin to really mature and fill their specific use cases.
Based on the fact that that you need the cash commodity before you can trade the future, are you concerned at all about there being a concentration of holdings in Ether at all, Tom?
I think there'll be enough to trade, John. I think from our perspective, you know, right now launching this product makes a lot of sense. Obviously, having a physically settled product helps to reduce basis risk. And certainly a lot of folks will find strategies to trade, you know, and again, it depends, you know, why are you in the market? Are you a speculator, a hedger, you know, producer, consumer, again, traditional commodity market views of participants. But I think that there's enough supply. I think that there's certainly room to improve the liquidity in our contracts by having more supply and being thoughtful about how we go down the road with margin products. But today, with a fully funded product, I don't have any supply concerns in terms of being able to underpin the contract liquidity.
So there's certainly enough global supply of Bitcoin and Ether. It's a global market, and both digital assets move around the world at the speed of light. So it is it's not likely to run into supply issues, at least traditional supply issues or transportation issues. We have many trading venues around the world that are not as professional as we would like them to be. And so ErisX coming strongly into the space, providing regulated trading and real professionalization is going to enable price discovery for these assets in that context and will hopefully ramify around the world and enable price discovery around the world in this very, very liquid system to create a much healthier context. We've built a system, it's actually a protocol called Baseline Protocol in collaboration with Ernst & Young and with support from Microsoft. Baseline Protocol is going to enable organizations to interact with one another effectively on a message bus called the Ethereum mainnet. So Baseline allows multiple counterparties to enter into agreements with one another and share the information in those agreements, entangle their business processes, transact with one another, all in zero knowledge. So zero knowledge proofs are a technology that enables you to prove that something happened without actually disclosing the information. And so all of this private information can stay on the private side, on the enterprise side of the firewall, while the actual transaction amongst many counterparties or where you are in a set of business processes is memorialized on public mainnet. And zero information linkage and real-time essentially entanglement of all of these interactions among different organizations. The only resource in the world that can do that right now is public mainnet Ethereum. So we will see organizations have the need to purchase Ether, or there will be mechanisms that enable them to just pay for this kind of service via credit card or wire transfer, et cetera. Either way, there will be these enterprises or service providers in this baseline context that will need to essentially hedge out their risks, provision for the different needs of Ether on this on this shared reference frame platform.
For John Lothian News, this has been John Lothian.